quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, New Pacific 3 Eastern, Sunday 3 Pacific 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian, and it is Thursday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about here today. Last night was Dynamite, and we're going to go over the Dynamite recap later on in the show. And, of course, we'll talk about Collision on Saturday as well, because the pay-per-view is Sunday this week, everyone. Sunday. I keep throwing that out there because a lot of times AEW runs on Saturday, as does WWE. And I expect it's Saturday, and it screwed up my whole weekend. But it's Sunday. We'll give you the lineup for the show, tell you what's going on there. Recap the Dynamite show, which old Dynamite Dave, coincidentally, was at last night. So we'll tell you about that. Plus, SmackDown is coming up on Friday. There is AAA Rey de Reyes on Saturday night as well. So we'll go into all of that. Plus, the news. There's always news. We do know where the final NXT... Well, I guess it's not the final anymore now, is it? We know where NXT Stand and Deliver is going to air after the final PLE aired on Peacock. And it will not air on Peacock. So we're going to tell you about that. Plus notes on the AAA Lucha Libre World Cup. More on Rey de Reyes. We've got another WWE star that's going to be making an appearance there. We have the date and location for the next Saturday night's main event. We've got some changes to Evolve. Normally we don't talk about Evolve, but these changes involve NXT stars. They're doing a weird thing now. I don't get it, but whatever. We'll talk about it. We've got Braun Strowman launching a new show and plenty more. Lance Storm is going to join us here today. He was unavailable Tuesday, but he's available today and tomorrow. So we will talk to him about all this stuff and more. So stand by, everybody. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
Straight Talk Wireless presents Pickup Truck Wisdom.
If you're only good to your new friends, you're not going to have any old ones. Straight Talk gets it. That's why new and existing customers get free 5G phones on Verizon's 5G network. Pretty simple, really. You keep good people by being good people.
Find us at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Straight Talk Wireless. Straightforward. Always. Taxes and fees apply. Plan purchase required for free phone offers. Copyright 2026 Verizon.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device. It's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
That pallet of pavers collecting dust? The beginnings of a garden? Those stray fence posts? Are you haunted by half-finished projects on your land? John Deere is here to say, not anymore. Our compact tractors allow you to swap implements easily, and they're backed by the nation's largest dealer network. You always had the right idea, and with the right tools, those projects can get finished for good. Nothing runs like a Deere. Learn more at johndeere.com/compact tractors.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
In the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm is joining us here today. Where were you? What's up with your legs?
I had an appointment at an orthopedic clinic to check into my knees, and I'm going to be getting a cortisone injection in the one. I've got torn cartilage and meniscus, but I guess since I had it scoped once before, they don't do it again because that accelerates the arthritis issues and increases my chance of knee replacement later on in life. So a cortisone injection first, and then potentially, again, I forget the name of it, but basically a gel injection into your knees to help avoid that bone-on-bone impact.
Wow. I also heard the same thing, that you can get that knee scope, but you're just scoping your way closer to a knee replacement. I was like, I'll deal with this. I do not want a knee replacement.
At least not yet.
Hey, Granny got some cortisone shot or something in her knee, and now she's like running around. Feels great. 96. So
maybe that's 97.
Maybe that's not 97 in November.
Ah, okay.
So yeah, that's all. We always add a year for some reason. She loves it. Nothing like adding a year when you're 96.
She's 40 years older than me, exactly. Then, well, not exactly, but
how old are you?
56.
I guess that math works out right, huh?
Yeah. Although I will be 57 very, very shortly.
Cool. Golly.
Yeah.
Can't do much with you no more.
Put me out to pasture.
Yeah. Time to be put out to pasture, Lance.
Yeah. You're okay, Brian?
I can see that there's like a stray when I looked over at that thing. That was annoying. Anyway, so NXT is leaving Peacock. Well, they've already left. The content should be gone literally any day now. I think the 15th maybe, so like maybe three more days. So everyone was wondering where the heck are these this last PLE going to go? And I guess all future PLEs. We've got to figure that out as well. Stand and Deliver is coming up in a month. And we, until yesterday, had absolutely no idea where this was going to air. It was weird because I was told by somebody there, well, basically all of this, it's not going to be on Peacock, but we don't know where it's going to be. We don't know what's going on. And then over the weekend, during the PLE, people said they advertise Stand and Deliver for Peacock. And I brought that up to somebody there, and they were like, I don't think that's true. So I asked people to go back and check. And in fact, there was one commercial for Stand and Deliver. And after the commercial, I think it was actually after the commercial, they had a little thing about Peacock. So anyway, a lot of people left the show Saturday thinking it was going to air on Peacock. They make a deal for one show or whatever. And as it turns out, I mean, you know, sometimes the right hand doesn't know what the left hand's doing. It was announced yesterday, Stand and Deliver is streaming live on WWE's YouTube channel. So they don't have an outlet for it. They're just going to air it on YouTube. And it starts at 7 p.m. It'll be taking place at the Factor in Chesterfield, Missouri. Shawn Michaels managed to send out a tweet announcing the broadcast details. And, you know, whole thing's just weird. It's been a rough year for NXT, all by their own issues.
Yeah, but just for the sake of other listeners here internationally, it's on Netflix everywhere but the U.S.
Netflix?
Netflix carries all WWE programming internationally.
I know, but this isn't going to be on Netflix.
It will be in Canada and other places around the world.
That's where NXT is airing?
That's where it's been airing since all other international programming has gone to Netflix.
Interesting.
We get the NXT television show on Netflix.
I don't know anything about this Canada thing.
It's the rest of the world, dude.
I know, but I would think that if it's going to be on YouTube, it would just be on YouTube all over the world. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Those of us that matter are going to be watching it on YouTube.
Wow.
So anyway, yeah. I guess we'll find out where they go next. I mean, they couldn't make a deal anywhere in time for this, so I'm sure they're negotiating because it ain't going to be the last NXT PLE. I mean, maybe they'll just put them all on YouTube. I don't know what kind of money they make off YouTube for ads and et cetera, but yeah. So this is supposedly the WrestleMania weekend show, but it's airing weeks before WrestleMania, I guess because they don't want to go head-to-head or on the same weekend as a TNA pay-per-view, which is nice of them. But yeah, Stand and Deliver April 4th on YouTube.
Day after my birthday.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Jeez, a day after you're over the hill for real this time.
I'm over the hill on Good Friday. I'm not sure what's good about it. But hey.
Netflix for international viewers. How about that? Why isn't it, like, they couldn't make a deal to put it on Netflix in the U.S.? Isn't that kind of weird? I don't know. Whatever.
SmackDown. Everything is on Netflix internationally.
I know. I'm just pointing out that it's weird that with the Peacock deal ending, they couldn't somehow make a deal to get this NXT PLE on Netflix.
Maybe Netflix didn't want to pay more money than they're already paying.
I mean, clearly they don't, which is, like, interesting. But ESPN, I mean, ESPN apparently doesn't either at this point. There's no home for NXT. You know what? Maybe if you'd pushed Devon last year. Whatever. So anyway, that's the update on where that's going to be taking place. We got the AAA Lucha Libre World Cup returning. According to WrestleVotes Radio, they'll be holding their fifth edition of the event May 30th at Arena Monterrey, Mexico. This Saturday's Rey de Reyes event. So here's how it's working because people are trying to figure this out for the Brian and Vinny show as well, including us. So we just finished a WWF Smack'em Whack'em. It was a videotape, which, by the way, you should go check out the Smack'em Whack'em reviews because they were a lot of fun. But it was largely a goofy tape. But it did feature the Ric Flair, Bret Hart, Saskatoon world title match, which is all right. You know, it's pretty good. I can't say it was a great match. And we talked about it, by the way. And somebody on my Blue Sky, man, they were angry when I said the match was not very good. I'm going to find the exact quote because I thought people weren't supposed to be mean on Blue Sky.
On the internet?
Let's see here.
It's all relative. Everybody's mean sometimes.
He wrote something really mean. Like, get bent or something? Anyway. Wish I could find it. Oh, yeah. On behalf of Saskatoon, get bent. It was awesome. I'm not sure if this guy actually watched the match, because let me tell you, Doug, it wasn't awesome. And in fact, how could it be awesome? Because Flair had an inner ear issue and he was all dizzy. Brett injured his ankle and he broke his finger. So no, it wasn't great, Doug from Saskatoon. But anyway.
I bet you if you were there in the building in that era, it would have been awesome.
I don't know, man. I watched it and those fans weren't going crazy for it till the end. They were shocked. It was a cool moment. But I can't say it was like, did you watch that match, by the way?
Back in the day, I would have saw at least clips of it, but all I didn't watch it back, no.
You should have watched it back so you can find out if I should, in fact, get bent. Or
well, as a general rule, I'd endorse that.
I don't know, man. You might have watched it and thought, yeah, it was all right. But anyway, the point is, now that we're done, we're going to do 3 weeks on Tuesday of AAA Rey de Reyes. And the way it's working is, Rey de Reyes is this Saturday night. The normal AAA television show is going to consist of the first hour. So the first hour of Rey de Reyes is live on the WWE AAA show this coming weekend. And then the following 2 weeks will be the following 2 hours of Rey de Reyes. And they have announced that I believe Penta was going to be kicking off the show. So he's going to be there. So if you want to watch Rey de Reyes for free, the first hour will be this coming Saturday night, and the following 2 weeks will be the following 2 hours. So that's the update. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
If you're serious about investing in gold or silver, Allegiance Gold will give you an additional $5,000 in free gold to add to your portfolio. They can help you buy any amount of gold or silver, even roll over your current IRA into gold. They've helped thousands invest millions in gold over the years, with prices that are some of the best in the industry, with fees that are fair, reasonable, and transparent. Protect your wealth with gold. Save on your gold or silver pricing when you buy from the top-rated Allegiance Gold. Invest in gold or silver today by calling Allegiance for your free gold guide. And learn about the $5,000 free gold offer with qualified purchase. Call now.
800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. That's 800-413-1937.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I can't figure out what's going on with AAA. There's a lot of weird stuff. So WrestleVotes notes at one point, there had been a AAA taping internally listed for the Shrine Auditorium in Los Angeles. Previous reports stated WWE has been looking at holding TV tapings in the U.S. on April 11th. However, a AAA TV taping in Mexico has been listed on WWE's website for that date for some time. So we're not sure what's going on with the television tapings. And then this article here on the front page of our website says that Rey de Reyes is being broadcast as a 2-week special, whereas I had heard it was a 3-week special. And if they're doing the first hour live, I would presume that would be 2 more weeks, not 1 more week. I don't think Rey de Reyes is going to be a 2-hour show. Probably going to be a 3-hour show.
Maybe they're going to do 90-minute shows. Who knows?
Anyway, this Saturday it'll be La Parca, Original El Grande, which is Chad Gable, El Grande, which is Ludwig, and Santos Escobar in a Rey de Reyes tournament, and the winner will get a ceremonial sword, which will be given to them by Penta, and also a future AAA mega title shot. Dominic is the mega champion. He's going to defend against El Vikingo this weekend.
Are you allowed to use the sword in the title match?
I don't think so. If Vikingo loses, he can no longer challenge. So we got 2 shows this weekend with the same stip. If Vikingo does not beat Dominic, he can no longer challenge for the AAA mega heavyweight title. Although the stip is only while Dominic is champion, which I'm fine with, by the way. How many times do we need to see this one?
Well, I still contend the AEW one is just Hangman's word. It's not a stip.
Well, I'm sure they're going to do something goofy like that, but it's like, yeah, you can do semantics, but if Hangman loses and then later gets a championship, I mean, the hardcores are going to argue that it was never a stipulation. It was only his word. But a normal person is going to not trust any of these tips anymore. That's just how it is. And I don't know, man. I watched that show. Dave thinks for sure that Hangman's losing because, you know, he points out that they're shooting a lot of angles for future challengers to MJF. But that could also be done to swerve you to think that MJF is winning. I think we'll, and it is a Texas death match. I don't know.
I'm picking MJF.
We'll find out. So that's the Rey de Reyes update. Yes, this weekend is the... Actually, there's a lot going on with AEW this weekend. Collision, which has already been taped. We won't do spoilers. But the Collision lineup has Andrade versus Máscara Dorada, which apparently surprised everyone at the building because they did not advertise this match in advance. I have no idea why, because it sounds awesome and apparently was. Layna Cross faces Mina Shirakawa, whose job, unfortunately, is just to do jobs lately. Although, I guess she could win. Doubt it. Layna Cross is getting a TBS title shot the next day and a tag team title shot the next day. So I would be very surprised if Mina won. I actually don't remember any of these results, by the way. Dave did the spoilers at about 2 o'clock in the morning last night, and I have no idea how I stayed awake. Yeah, especially after that 25-minute soliloquy about Ronda Rousey. That was a lot of Ronda talk last night. Mark Davis versus Commander. The Demand versus the Bang Bang Gang. We have the Triangle of Madness in action and a Chris Statlander promo. I always love when Collision has been taped. Okay, we already know all the results if you want to find them. But on our lineup on the website, it just says Triangle of Madness in action. We can't list the jobbers. Anyway, So that's coming up on Saturday. And then the full lineup for the Sunday pay-per-view. And it's a big one. I'm sure the show is going to be great. But, I mean, Tony's just one of those guys who, like, he doesn't have a job. You know what I'm saying?
Brother does what he does.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't wake up on Monday morning and have to be at the office at 9 a.m. So he does whatever he wants, and he goes as long as he wants. And so, yes, this show is starting at 8 o'clock p.m. on the East Coast, and they've got 13 matches. Now, granted, two of these are going to be on the pre-show, but still, you got an 11-match show starting at 8 o'clock on the East Coast on a Sunday night, a school night and a work night, and this brother's just going to go and go and go. We got a no-time-limit match. We got a best-of-three-falls match. It's just going to be a long night.
It's going to be 12:30, 1 o'clock by the time you get out of that building.
So 0 hour as Willow Nightingale and Lena Cross for the TBS title, which I presume Willow wins, and then Willow and Harley lose the tag titles later on in the evening because Willow's wrestling twice, defending both titles in one evening. And Ricochet is also defending the national title in a 21-man blackjack battle royal. Now, for those of you asking, why did Jack Perry beat Ricochet in a tag match 3 weeks ago, and then Ricochet is just defending the title in a national title battle royal? Well, I think just to get lots of people on the show. If you're looking for a better booking explanation than that, you ain't going to get it.
I hope Jack Perry's in the battle royal.
We don't know. So then for the main show, we got, I believe, 11 matches starting at 8 Eastern. Marina Shafir and Toni Storm with everybody banned from ringside. Big Boom AJ will appear and hopefully wrestle Roosh, although I don't know what's going on. I'm going to keep pushing it till it happens. We got Okada, Kyle Fletcher, and Mark Davis against Kevin Knight, Mike Bailey, and Mystico for the Trios titles. We have Tekla and Chris Statlander in a 2 out of 3 falls match. I don't know why, but that's what they're doing. This show, by the way, is head-to-head with the Oscars. So that's, we'll see how many people.
It's a different demo.
It is, you would think. But maybe it's not, because there's a lot of 50 to 54-year-olds watching AEW. And I'm not sure a lot of young people are watching the Academy Awards. But, and the venue, by the way, is 30 minutes away from AEW's venue. So there's that as well. We got Brody King versus Swerve. We have got Bandido versus Andrade. We have Jon Moxley and Takeshita in a no-time-limit match for the Continental title. So, of course, the Continental title is supposed to be a 20-minute time limit. This is no time limit. So my guess is it probably will go more than 20 minutes, although they have done this before and the match didn't go more than 20 minutes. But I think this is going to go longer.
Well, hopefully they've got some standby matches.
Well, they can't, Lance, because Brody's booked. And as we all know from watching Dynamite, he's the only guy ever put in these matches, which, in fact, in storyline, he complained about on the show and also complained about the fact that they didn't even tell me this week that I had a standby match, so he was in his street clothes.
So it's not really a standby match if you don't tell people to stand by.
It was done, like, I'm pretty sure the Brody thing on the show and also the press conference was done to troll me and me alone, because they're my two most hated things about AEW, aside from overruns. We have FTR.
They had that too.
Actually, they did have an overrun. They had the three things I hated most. Anyway.
Son of a gun.
FTR versus the Young Bucks for the tag team titles. MJF and Hangman, Texas death match. If Paige loses, he can never challenge for the world title ever again. Ever again. And Babes of Wrath versus Megan Bain and Lena Cross for the tag titles. And Roderick Strong, Orange Cassidy, and Darby versus David Finlay, Gabe Kidd, and Clark Connors. All of that coming up this weekend. Yes. You know, that reminds me. I'm going to check something here, Lance.
You do that.
Because you believe that this is only a verbal stipulation, correct?
I believe he just promised. They had the who's going to get their stipulation debate, and Hangman got his stipulation, and that's Texas death. I believe that's the only official stipulation of that match.
Well, last night, Dave was not sure about that whole best of three falls thing. So I went to All Elite Wrestling on X. All Elite Wrestling's official Twitter. And they did say that that it was best of three falls. So, All Elite Wrestling, it does say, MJF defends versus Hangman in Page's signature match, but if Page doesn't win, he won't be able to challenge for the AEW World title ever again. The actual poster has the words, if Hangman loses, he will never challenge for the AEW World Championship again. So, I mean, once again, if they're going to try to do semantics about this here, they can do whatever they want, because you know what? It's fake, but they'll kill the stip if they go back on it. That's just the way it is.
Sadly, it wouldn't be the first time a stip has been killed in pro wrestling.
Yeah, but they've been very good about not doing that.
AEW has been far better than most, yes.
All right, well, guess we'll find out what they do this weekend. We're going to talk about the Dynamite show after the break. Lance, you watched it?
I did.
I want to mention before we get there, though, that Evolve on Thursday, I think it's Thursday, right? Tuesday, Wednesday? Actually, it's Wednesday. That's right. Because they put it head-to-head against Dynamite to, like, steal viewership. But they did do something on the show. They had a town hall meeting, and Kendall Gray, who is the Evolve Women's Champion, just vacated the belt because she is now an NXT talent. And just like Obafemi, they didn't want to beat her on the way out. So, I don't know. I don't know how this helps anybody to have a champion vacate the title and not lose it to somebody on the way out. But she's on her way to the main roster, the main NXT roster, and will no longer be doing Evolve, and so just vacated the title. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
It's game day. Are your moderate to severe Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis symptoms keeping you from the action? Skyrizi, risankizumab Riza, could help you get back to the game. Skyrizi is proven to help people feel significant symptom relief, achieve remission, and visibly improve damage of the intestinal lining. Skyrizi is a prescription injection medicine for adults. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines. Liver problems leading to hospitalization may occur when treated for Crohn's or ulcerative colitis. Control is everything to me. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one prescribed biologic in Crohn's and ulcerative colitis combined. Learn more at Skyrizi.com or 1-866-SKYRIZI.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Okay, the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance, you had a comment about Dynamite in general?
Yeah, just as a very infrequent viewer, like I listen to you and Vinny cover the show, so I'm aware what's going on, but the show was so busy with so many people of nonstop action, nonstop run-ins, post-match attacks, that it was really hard to keep track of and follow. It was just like driving in a snowstorm where all the snow just comes at you and bombards you. You can't actually focus on any individual snowflake, so to speak. It was busy.
You know, there's some hardcore, I'm talking hardcore sickos on our board, and we fight regularly because, you know, Tony books the show for himself. He has like a photographic memory. He remembers everything. And, you know, there's a small percentage of fans that are just like him. And so he's infallible to them. He books perfectly. There's no problems whatsoever. And for like everybody else, you know, I watch all the shows, but I'm also watching 18 hours of wrestling a week from every different promotion. And I miss stuff here. I'm like, what's happening? Why did this person? What's going on? And of course, this makes people who, you know, are obsessed with AEW and watch everything and only AEW get very angry. But there is a reason that I'm really trying to figure out what's going on with Dave's stat about how many people and how many pay-per-views, how many AEW pay-per-views they buy every year, because he got some stats.
Which I think is complete bogus.
That's why I do too. But there's an important thing here. He got stats in 2023 and 2024 from cable companies, okay? So not if you're buying it on Triller or whatever. I mean, you'd have to call your cable operator and buy through Comcast or whatever. And their stats claimed that your average AEW fan buys one AEW pay-per-view every year, okay? Now, obviously, I run this website and we hear from the sickos all the time. But like on our board, there's a thread, you know, are you going to buy this pay-per-view? And like one after the other, I bought everyone. I bought everyone. I buy everyone. I bought everyone. I missed one. I buy everyone. And it's like, but you're telling me that outside of the people on like our message board, your average AEW viewer is buying one show a year. This is very important because if that act, and I don't believe it's true, okay? I find that impossible to believe, especially because the number of people, like the average number of buys is like, it's almost always the same. It's like the same people buying every show, I believe. But if it's true that your average person is only buying one AEW pay-per-view every year, out of the 8 pay-per-views, your average viewer picks one a year to buy. Well, that tells me that your average AEW fan is way less engaged than the small number of absolute sickos who live and die by everything that is done on this. So, like, yeah, you know, I watch the show and I think that they could do a much better job recapping things, reminding people of what happened. I went on that cruise, you know, I missed 1 week of shows. I have never seen the angle they did with Hangman and Swerve that sets up this stipulation. Like, I got to take people's word for it about what everybody said. They haven't replayed it one time. Not once. You miss a week of the show, and it's just like, too bad. And, you know, the sickos even say it. It's like, it's your job to keep yourself up to date, not their job, which I think is preposterous. Like, it's their job to let you know. This is the go-home show.
What? Watching a television broadcast should not be a job. It should be enjoyable.
Well, I mean, as a go-home show, I enjoyed it. You know, I watch all of these shows. But I did, you know, I was watching the show kind of thinking the same thing. It's like, it's one great match after another. There's a couple of angles. But mostly it's just like, here's a bunch of bangers. And for a go-home show, you know, if you aren't a regular AEW viewer, I cannot say it was like a great go-home show as far as like making you excited for the pay-per-view, especially that press conference thing. But, you know, I'm sure I'll hear about it in the thread today about how I'm an idiot and it was great and it's up to the fans to figure this out and this and that. But
there was a lot of action and the action was exciting. So if that is your goal, then there was a lot of that on the show. But I was just dumbfounded by the third or fourth match. I'm like, was there a post-match run-in or a run-in during the match in every match? And then I had to think, and it was like, I struggled to remember who were the four people in the first tag. And it's like, who was in the other tag? And then what was the other match? And other than the women's match, there was either a post-match run-in and attack or a run-in and attack during the matches. The main event, at least the post-match attack, was involving two people that were in the match. There weren't extra bodies. But the women's match was the only match that didn't have post-match violence or a run-in.
Well, it opened up with Jon Moxley and Claudio versus Takeshita and Hechicero, which was a very good match that was a lot of it was focused on Jon Moxley and Takeshita since they're wrestling this weekend. Claudio cheated and pinned Hechicero to win the match. And, yeah, it was like a really good match, but, you know, there was a point during the match where I was just like, you know, we've been seeing some combination of the Death Riders versus the Don Callis family for like a month now. And I still have, like, what is the feud other than we have a great match every week? Like, is there a point to this in the end?
It was weird, too, because I was of the impression that of the two, the Death Riders were more the babyfaces, but it felt like they were cheering for Takeshita, and Takeshita was a babyface.
Well, yes, that's exactly what happened, because the whole thing is weird, because John, I think the Death Riders, I think they're basically a babyface faction, except everyone hates Wheeler, and everybody hates Marina. But they love Jon Moxley, and Claudio is kind of a tweener. Meanwhile, Takeshita and Hechicero are in the top heel group, but everybody loves Takeshita because he's probably turning babyface soon. And it's not like people hate Hechicero. So I think everybody in the match is either like, everyone in the match is kind of a tweener. And so I think they just decided, well, since Takeshita is probably turning babyface soon, we'll just make them the baby faces in this match, and that's how we'll work it. And that's what they did. So, yes.
And then that baby face had his heel cohorts run down and interfere in the match post-match.
Yes. And but he told them not to, because that's the big angle here is Takeshita's going to split at some point from the Don Callis family. We had, a bunch of talking segments, including MJF teasing a future match with Kyle Fletcher. So, you know, everyone's looking at it like, well, it looks like they're setting up Kyle to go after MJF for the title, which they could do. But also, this could A, be a swerve, and B, if MJF loses, you can still do Kyle Fletcher and MJF except for the other title. So there's a lot of ways they could go here. We had Fletcher and Speedball for the TNT title, and this match was a step below the last match they had. And I only say that because the finish here was, you know, screw job finish. Ref is distracted. Kyle rakes the eyes, clobbers him with the
Mark Davis
belt shot. Yep. And then brainbuster for the pin. But man, these two are,
they do some exciting stuff.
They work great together.
And they work hard.
Yeah. You want to see a match with two guys who are going to kill each other? I got a match for you. This was that match. So Kyle obviously got the win, brainbuster finish. It was an incredible match. I honestly thought their first match was the best AEW television match of all of 2025. And this was only a step below that. So it was great. Then we had the Brody segment, which he killed some bloke. then complained that he was in a standby match nobody told him about. A standby match, by the way, is like a standby match is something you use to fill time when something goes short. This went after a match with a 20-minute time limit that went 19 minutes. So that was weird. Mm-hmm. And then
the whole concept of a standby match is you tell them ahead of time, stay warm, stay ready, you're on standby.
Well, and they forgot that thing. They forgot that part of the standby match. So then a hooded guy hits the ring, and he goes after Brody. Of course, it's Swerve, but Brody makes his own comeback, snaps the chain, is choking this guy out, and I was like, this is perfect. Perfect angle, because no one thinks Brody's going to win. So they made him look strong, but then Nana attacks him. Swerve snaps the bad wrist over the top rope, runs away. I didn't like that part. I think Brody should have just choked him out. So then we have Darby and Orange versus Gabe Kidd and David Finlay. This was another one. It's like the sickos found a way to describe why this made sense. But anyway, they're doing the match. Gabe ends up, I think the Gabe pinned, was it Darby? I think he pinned
Clark
Darby.
Clark Connors hit
Clark Connors. Anyway, the point is all these heels come down and they start beating down Orange Cassidy. And it's 3-on-2 at this point. So we need a third body to make the save. And a third body ends up being Roderick Strong, who has spent a year saying he doesn't like these guys. He doesn't like the conglomeration. He's not in the conglomeration. He's only there because he likes Kyle. And he ends up coming down. And after walking out on Darby Allin in a match like 2 weeks ago and finally breaking up, now he's back and he's with conglomeration again. I was astounded by this one, but that's what they did. So Roddy is back with Orange Cassidy and Darby to face off of the pay-per-view. We had Willow beating Persephone with a backslide to retain the TBS title. I thought it was a pretty good match.
I really liked the finish too.
They had a backslide. I bet you, Lance,
out of the other woman's finish,
$25, Vinny is going to go crazy tonight going, has anyone ever got pinned by a backslide? Because he never remembers backslide finishes, and he does this every single time someone's pinned with a backslide. And then Willow, I mean, this made no sense logically. She challenged Lana Cross to a TBS title match on the pre-show, and then they challenged Lana Cross and Megan Bain to a tag title match for later in the show. So, you know, it makes sense in booking, but it doesn't make sense in real life. The booking is she's going to beat Lana Cross for the TBS title, and then they'll lose the tag titles to Megan and Lana later and split the wins and losses. But I presume that's what's going to happen. Maybe they'll win both. Maybe Lana Cross will win the TBS title. I doubt it, but that's what I think's happening. Then we had FTR and the Young Bucks and Mark Briscoe. FTR and Tommaso Ciampa versus the Bucks and Briscoe.
And holy moly, was there action in this one?
There was a lot of action in this one. I actually thought the match could have been even better. I think in front of a better crowd. They had 2,000 people in the building, and I think it was a lot hotter live than it was on television for whatever reason.
But I like the look of the building.
It was a very good match, and Ciampa ended up pinning Briscoe with a running knee and gave him an air raid crash through two chairs afterwards. And I presume the Bucks are beating FTR for the titles in front of their family at the pay-per-view, and so this was their 50-50 thing. But an excellent main event. And then the actual final thing on the show was a fake press conference. Well, it was a real press conference. I mean, it happened.
With terrible audio.
But you had actual reporters asking fake kayfabe questions to get fake kayfabe answers, which led to a brawl between Max and Hangman. And then they had a brawl in the ring, and Hangman sent him packing. So I didn't like the main event angle.
If not for that standby match, this might have actually fit on the show without an overrun.
Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
It's
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. It's Thursday. You know what that means? Impact's tonight, right?
Yep, on AMC. Main event is a Atlanta street fight with Moose and Cedric Alexander.
Yeah, you need to give me the lineup. For some reason, I don't have it here. What else do we got?
We have the AMC debut of Ricky Sosa. We have good gravy. I'm blanking out. I think there's a trios match with Trey Miguel, Rich Swann, and BDE against Order 4. And I believe.
Okay, forget it. I got a bigger question. What happened to Rich Swann?
Dude shaved his head and beard.
He just showed up one day with his head and beard shaved?
And he looks really young.
I was like, I turned on the show because I missed a week, and I was watching that they had a tag match last week, and they didn't, like, the match started in the ring after commercial, and there were no graphics and nobody said anyone's name, like no ring introductions, and so you had to wait, you know, and I'm just looking at this, I'm like, who is this guy? Who is this guy teaming with BDE?
Man, is he good.
I'm waiting, and the announcers are talking about this guy and that guy, and then they mention Rich Swann, and then I'm looking around like, is Rich Swann on the floor? Where is Rich Swann? And then all of a sudden I realize, oh, my God, that's Rich Swann. And then I thought, I must have, like, missed a week. He lost a hair match or, you know, Moose shaved his head or something. Nope. He just showed up one day and looked completely different. So, yeah, how about that?
Check him out tonight, 9 p.m. AMC, TNA Wrestling.
That's right. We got to go, everybody. I'll be back later tonight with Vinny, AWNXT, and more. And we'll talk to you tomorrow with Lance as well, Wrestling Observer Live.